Because one of the things that in the summer that are a lot more useful, especially in camp, is showers. Especially when you go to sleepaway camp. And a lot of these, when you're in boy bunks, you have to force, sometimes you force these kids to go in the shower. So that's that. We're in June, it's camp, we're in camp mode, so let's do a shower Shiloh. Listen to this story that happened. A teenager once came to Rav Zilberstein and told him the following. He said, My father grew up very, very poor. Very, very poor. And at the end of the day, he had certain customs in his family that they didn't eat so much, they didn't use the water so much, the electricity so much, whatever. He grew up very, very, very frugal and in a lot of poverty. Baruch Hashem, over time, he had a couple good business opportunities, and he, thank God, he did very well for himself. He became very wealthy. But what happened? He still imposes on some of the customs that his parents imposed upon him about certain regulations and limitations with leaving the lights on, or specifically now not using the hot water in the showers. And my father, he always tells us that we're not allowed to use the hot water for more than 10 minutes a day. That's not fair. So then, let's say I want to be able to take a hotter shower for more than 10 minutes. You know, sometimes people you need want to relax a little bit, whatever it is, turn on the radio, whatever. I know some of these people take like hour long showers. I don't know what you could do in a shower for an hour. The guy goes to go to the service and my father's out of his mind. I mean, he's not out of his mind. I understand that he went as a young child that he had a lot going on in his life and in poverty. But right now, I know that he could afford for me to take 5 extra minutes. So he said, "What is it okay for me to turn on the to take a shower and take a longer shower when he goes to sleep?" And take a shower without my father's knowledge. Am I allowed to? So listen to what Rav Zilberstein said. We think that it's so pashut that he would be allowed to. That's what I thought. Listen to what he says. He said, a child, this teenager, he's only allowed to do that once he presents the case to a Beis Din. And he gets the permission of the Beis Din. Why? Because by law, you know, the Gemara and Kiddushin, only there's certain things that a father has to do for a child. Right? Bris Milah, Pinyon Aven, teach him a trade. Right? Some say swim. Other things too, right? At the end of the day, it's a shower part of this, a 10-minute shower or a 20-minute. Is that so necessary? It's not so pushy. You know, it's really I wouldn't consider that a necessity. So he says over here, if the father can afford it, the Gemara Rav Zilberstein quotes the Gemara in Ketubas on Mem Tesam and Beis. If the father can afford it, but still refuses, the Beis Din is allowed to force him. It's a rule in the Beis Din. If the Beis Din looks into this guy's financials, you know, he talks to the FBI and he looks into the how much cash flow this guy's bringing in every day and every year. If this guy could be able to afford it, then the Beis Din would be allowed to enforce him. However, still, as Zilberstein said, the guy wouldn't be able to okay now just do whatever he wants. You would still be able to have whatever the norm is. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what longer than 10 minutes. It could be that when he says 10 minutes, he means 10 minutes for the whole household. So let's say you have 5 kids and then 2 parents, you know, it's like really a minute and a half, you know. So it really has to be whatever the norm is. I don't know whatever the norm is, like 4 or 5 minutes, whatever it is. So it's at the end of the day, the father's chiyuv to be able to support his children is only so long as he does so. But if the child now, as Zilberstein concludes, comes to a time in his life, 16, 17 years old, whatever it is, he's able to be able to support himself, 18 years old, right? Therefore, he wouldn't be allowed to use his father's money and his wealth, and he would be able to find his own way to pay for his own showers. At the end of the day, most of us, you know, even in high school, coming from college, we're still heavily dependent on our parents. But at the end of the day, if we ever have a Shiloh and keep it of aim or whatever it is, you know, the first thing is first, we shouldn't chas God from never look down and talk bad about our parents, because at the end of the day, our parents, you know, so this father grew up in a time of poverty. He obviously something was a little off in his regular in his childhood. But at the end of the day, be able to be respectful to our parents in the best way possible, Bez Hashem, and be able to take showers, Bez Hashem, in the summer when we throw these kids in. In the hot summer months of in camp, wherever we go, Shkoyach.